Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today as we are celebrating the feast of these two great saints, the Holy Catholic Church is going to give us a powerful message that man is weak, but the power of God is so great, it sustains weak. Today, St. Paul and Peter. If we analyze the lives of these two great saints, St. Paul and Peter, if you take, for example, St. Peter, we come across in St. John's Gospel, where St. John, pointing Jesus Christ, look, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Then two disciples follow Jesus Christ. They stay with Jesus Christ for 2 days. They taste the goodness of God. They come to know that he is the Messiah. One of those two disciples is Andrew, who is the brother of Peter, who led Peter to Jesus Christ, brought Peter to Jesus Christ. That was the time Peter began to follow Jesus Christ. Since then, Peter is very strong in his faith, very courageous, very bold. He became the voice of other disciples. We never find other disciples raising their voice whenever Jesus asked for a question or asked for something. But it was only Peter who raised his voice. Even in today's Gospel, when Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" It was Peter who answered, "You are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter was with Jesus Christ for many occasions. When Jesus was transfigured, Peter was there with Jesus. And in fact, he is the one who told Jesus, "Let us stay here itself. I will build 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." When Jesus gave life to the dead chained, Peter was there. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, sweating blood, Peter was there. For many occasions, many important occasions, Peter was with Jesus. Of course, but at the same time, Peter presented his weakness several times. In fact, when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, Peter took his knife and cut the ear of the soldier. Such a love Peter has towards Jesus. But then he presented his humanness, that is his weakness. Peter was walking on the sea. Jesus was walking on the sea. And Peter too wanted to walk. "Lord, if it is you, command me that I also walk." He began to walk, but he began to sink in the water because of lack of faith. Peter said, "I will die for you." But he denied Jesus thrice, saying, "I do not know who he is." "Are you the one of the disciples of Jesus Christ?" "No, no, I do not know who he is," Peter said. Peter accepted the doctrine of forgiveness from Jesus Christ, but he wanted to limit it only for 7 times. "How many times should I forgive? Only 7 times? Jesus said, "No, 77 times. That is the way Peter presented his weakness. But still, God is with Peter. Power of God is with Peter. And that is the way he had the opportunity of preaching about Jesus Christ for the first time after the resurrection. It happened on the Pentecost. After receiving the Holy Spirit, it was Peter who stood up, came to the public, and witnessed Jesus Christ. Because through the power of God, he received the keys of the kingdom. We look at him here. He's holding the keys. Peter, I will build my church on you. You are rock. I will build on you my church. And I'm handing over the keys of the kingdom. If you bind anything, it will be bound. If you lose anything, it will be. In fact, if we want to enter into the kingdom, we have to go through Saint Peter. Because he is having the keys of the kingdom. He will be there at the doors, analyzing our lives here on earth. If he qualifies only, we will be qualified to the kingdom of God. If he doesn't qualify, we will be thrown into the hell. Such an authority is given to Saint Peter. And in fact, Saint Peter died for Jesus Christ. There is a story regarding Saint Peter. Roman Emperor Nero is the one who killed Saint Peter. In the city of Rome, persecution started. In fact, in the first reading, we hear when Saint James was killed, all the Jews were very happy. In order to please the Jews, he arrested Saint Peter also. We read in the reading. So in the Roman city, persecution began. So the people, having love for Saint Peter, told him to go away from there to some other place. Because if he is there also, he also may be persecuted. Sometimes they may kill him. Peter, though unwilling, since people are requesting him, he wanted to go. As he was leaving the city of Rome, Jesus is entering into the room. And Saint Peter said, "Lord, where are you going? People are being persecuted there. They will kill you also." "Yes, I want to be killed again for you. I want to be persecuted again for you. I want to be killed again for you," Jesus said. And that was the time Peter again returned to the city of Rome. And he was arrested. And you know how he was killed? Upside down. Why he chose to be killed upside down, you know? Because he felt unworthy to be killed like Jesus Christ. That's why he chose to be killed upside down on the cross. That was the faith of Saint Peter. Presenting himself as unworthy. Even after preaching about Jesus Christ. Even after coming to the point of death. Converting many souls, bringing many souls to Jesus Christ, performing many miracles on the name of Jesus Christ, being with Jesus Christ, eating with Jesus Christ, even then he felt unworthy to die like Jesus Christ. But then he chose to die upside down on the cross. That is the faith of Saint Peter. Today we are honoring such a great saint. So the second person, Saint Paul, is fanatic. He has love for Judaism. He has passion for Judaism. In order to keep Judaism, he began to persecute Christians. He has a lot of energy, lot of power, lot of love for his religion. But same energy, same power, same love is being transformed by Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, for the people of Jesus Christ. If Saint Peter is called directly by Jesus Christ, while Jesus Christ was here on earth, Saint Peter is called by Jesus Christ, by the resurrected Jesus Christ from the above. He called Peter from the above. Paul from the earth. And that was the time he began to live for Jesus Christ. Now we honor him as the apostle of Gentiles. Most of the Gentiles are converted by Saint Paul. In the New Testament, we have totally 27 books. Among 27 books, 14 books are attributed to Saint Paul, which means more than half is in the list of Saint Paul. Such a great faith Saint Paul has. Such a great love Saint Paul has. And you know, Saint Paul says, even after doing all these things, I am the primary sinner. I am the first one among the sinners. After doing such a great work, he is considering himself as a sinner. He is counting himself in the list of sinners, placing himself as the first. Such a great humility St. Paul has. And he says, when I am weak, I am strong. God is always at the side of the weak. If you analyze the entire Gospels, we find Jesus Christ is always with the poor, who are weak. That is why St. Paul says, when I am weak, I am strong. Because if I am weak, God is with me. Once God is with me, I am no more weak, I am strong. That is the deep conviction of St. Paul. Deep faith of St. Paul in Jesus Christ. In today's second reading, Paul says, I fought a good fight. I won the race. I kept up my faith. And God is waiting for me with gold crown to honor me for the work that I have done. Not only for me, anyone who keeps the faith, he will be honored with crown. That is the faith of St. Paul. Who can say that I fought good faith, I fought good fight, I won the race, and I kept up my faith at the point of our death? Anyone is courageous to say that? And God is waiting for me to honor with me a crown. Such a faith Peter has in Jesus Christ. And both of them died for Christ. The vestment we wear, it shows for their blood. And that's why church is honoring them, saying they are two pillars of the church, who built the church, who constructed the church. And you know, in the Old Testament, God the Father also was with the people of Israel as the pillar of fire, as the pillar of cloud. During the day, in order to protect them from the sunshine, he was as the pillar of the cloud. During night, in order to give them light, he was the pillar of fire. Being the pillar, he protected Israelites all through their journey until they reached the promised land. So also these two pillars will be with us on our journey until we reach our homeland. These two will be with us. Let us ask for their intercession, that as they were courageous, as they died for Jesus Christ, as they lived for Jesus Christ, we also may live for Jesus Christ. St. Paul says, if I live, I live for Christ. If I die, I die for Christ. Whatever I do it for Christ. Let us keep those words in our hearts, that whatever we do it for Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.